Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 46 people were killed, 120 others wounded when bombs went through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to the Shagur neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria. It was confirmed that the bombs targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in that area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence here in Washington. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, was asked about what happened.
The Secret Service did a fantastic job, and I appreciate it. Secret Service did a fantastic job. It was a troubled person.
Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident, identified him as a 26-year-old California resident. He had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. But in a ringing endorsement of the Indian leader, the BJP, that is, won the biggest victory secured by any party in recent decades. This is VOA News. Dutch riot police on horseback clashed early today with hundreds of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam who were protesting after the Netherlands refused to allow a Turkish minister into the country, expelled another one same time. Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was barred from landing in the Netherlands because of growing opposition to Turkey's referendum campaigning throughout the European Union. Mark Rutte is the Dutch Prime Minister.
We told them that we are against such a visit because this is a Turkish minister. And we don't think it is right for Turkish ministers to campaign in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people with potentially a Turkish passport, yes. But first of all, Dutch people to campaign here in the Netherlands.
Before clashes broke out, about 2,000 protesters had gathered outside the Turkish consulate in Rotterdam, country's second largest city, to show their support for the Ankara government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who's trying to push through a referendum next month to expand his powers. The Netherlands takes issue with Turkish officials coming into their country to influence Turks who live there. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has appealed to voters in the state of Kentucky to show support, that is, a battle in Congress to replace the nation's health care law, sometimes called Obamacare, with a bill being pushed by Republican Party leaders. He told the people gathered that their state and their fellow citizens will benefit from the Republican health care law.
Make sure that Americans with pre-existing conditions still have access to the coverage and the care that they need. And to all the parents here, we'll make sure you can keep your kids on your plan until they're 26 years of age. And most significantly, in my view, we'll give states like Kentucky the freedom and flexibility with Medicaid to meet the needs of your most vulnerable in the way that works.
Demonstrators both for and against the Republicans' drive to repeal and replace the health care law signed into law by former President Barack Obama turned out for Pence's appearances in Kentucky's largest city, Louisville. President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Republican Party leaders are facing opposition from both sides of the political spectrum as they try to promote their replacement for the health care insurance law that's been in effect since 2010. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State, before that a senator and a presidential candidate, has a book deal. 73-year-old Kerry is signed with Simon & Schuster. The book will be a memoir covering his life from childhood through his recent time as Secretary of State. So far, no title or release date has been announced. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.